Late yesterday, the Longmont Police Department served a high-risk search warrant in the ongoing investigation after the fatal car crash which took place earlier in the day. Yesterday morning, undercover Longmont police officers identified a stolen Toyota Tacoma along 9th Avenue. The officers called in asking for assistance from a marked police vehicle to attempt to stop the stolen vehicle. After the driver realized he was being pursued by officers, he began to flee at a high rate of speed. Officers quickly ended pursuit, according to Jeff Satter, Deputy Chief of Police Service for the Longmont Police Department. An initial investigation conducted by the Colorado State Patrol's Vehicular Crimes Unit, Colorado's 20th Judicial District Attorney Michael Doherty, along with other investigators from the Colorado State Patrol, Colorado District Attorney's Office used police vehicle locator units to verify officers did not pursue the stolen vehicle. The driver of the Tacoma sped into the intersection at 9th Avenue and Pace Street, hitting one car, a Hyundai Santa Fe, which was later hit by a third car, a Subaru Impreza. The 93-year-old driver of the Santa Fe died at the scene. The other parties, including the driver and passenger of the Tacoma and a driver and passenger of the Subaru, all sustained injuries that were later treated at a nearby hospital. Late yesterday, the 37-year-old driver of the stolen Tacoma was arrested after his release from the hospital. Police continued the investigation into the evening, resulting in the Longmont police and SWAT team serving a high-risk search warrant, Satter said in a news release. While it is too early to release additional information about the other investigation, the suspect and vehicle were seen at the mobile home park prior to police attempting contact, Satter said. Police are still piecing together possible relationships between the parties involved as they pursue the ongoing criminal investigation that is loosely connected to yesterday's fatal car crash, Satter said in the news release.